Jean Tracy here from KidsDiscuss.com. If one of your children has nightmares, worries, or negative thoughts, at bedtime say, "Let's take turns creating a mind power story." Then together create a big black imaginary balloon that represents negative thoughts, worries, or nightmares. Then together create an imaginary magic pin to pop that big black balloon. Tell your child the pin is for popping negative thoughts, now and during the day too. Begin by asking your child, "What is something you have to do but you worry about?" Let's pretend your child's name is Chris, and he says, "Mom, I don't want to go to my cousin's birthday party." "Why?" you ask. "Because I don't know the other kids." Okay, let's make up a mind power story about the party. Here are three things you want to have by the end of the story. Number one, positive picture. Number two, a positive feeling about that picture. And number three, a positive sentence about that picture and feeling. So you start the story. Once upon a time, a child named Chris felt uncomfortable about going to a birthday party because, and your child fills it in. Perhaps he'll say, "Chris doesn't know the kids. Chris thinks the kids won't play with him." Tell your child to take out that magic pin and pop that negative thought. Make a loud pop and say, "Chris uses his mind power and now he can see a positive picture about the party. It is," and have your child fill in that. Perhaps you'll say, "Chris is smiling at the kids and laughing at their jokes. They like Chris." Parent. Then you say, "The kids act friendly and Chris begins to feel," and have your child fill it in. "Comfortable. I like this party," thinks Chris. And now it's your turn, parent. Chris uses mind power and says, have him fill this in. Perhaps you'll say, "I am feeling comfortable at my cousin's party." Your task as the parent is to find out if he can see the party positively. And while he's seeing the picture, tell him to feel comfortable and say, "I am feeling comfortable at my cousin's party." Instruct your child to see, sense, and say that last sentence again. "I am feeling comfortable at my cousin's party." Tell him to see, sense, and say it in the morning too. And do this every night with different stories to help your child develop a powerful mind with a positive character. Jean Tracy here from KidsDiscuss.com.